Good morning, good morning. I think it's 9:20, so we'll start our hymn sing, and I already have a request. We'll start with 348, 348, softly and tenderly, and we'll sing verses 1 and 4, 348. Next one? Who has another request? I heard 562. 562. Jesus, Lord, we look to thee. And can we do the first and last verses? Did I say it wrong? 526. I was going to say, I don't think I'm familiar with that one. Let's see what 526 is. 526 is what a friend we have in Jesus, and we'll do verses 1 and 3, okay, of 526. Time for a few more. Yes. 514. Stand up for Jesus, verses 1 and 4, okay? 1 and 4, 514. To God be the glory. Verses 1 and 3 of number 98. Instructed, we have time for one more, and so Trudy's got our final request, I think. 249. 1 in 4 of 249. There's a song in the air.
Baby.
John will now continue with our worship service.
Thank you, Diane. Good morning and welcome to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. We're so glad that you could join us today here in the sanctuary and for those that have joined us on Zoom. We'll start off with some announcements. I'd like to welcome all our guests. If you are new here today, please say hello to those sitting next to you and join us in the fellowship hall for coffee and refreshments after the service. Just a reminder for everyone to please sign in on the red pew pads. They're next to you and pass them down the line to those sitting next to you so that we know who was here today. There are also blue prayer cards in front of you there in the pew. If you'd like to write a prayer request, put it in the offering plate at the back of the church as you leave. On to further announcements. I want to say happy birthday to our April Birthday folks, Edna Barrett, Deb Davidson, Tim Mertz, Darlene Coleman, Bill Harps, Judith Wheeler, Lorena Van Winkle, David Brown, Charles Stroll, and Robin Harps. May you live a long life full of gladness and health with a pocket full of gold as the least of your wealth. May the dreams you hold dearest be those which come true, and may the kindness you spread keep returning to you. Happy birthday. The April newsletter is available in the Narthex, or you can contact the office if you want to switch to email delivery. And the next pastor's lunch will be this Wednesday, April 9th at noon at Legend 8 China in Kalamasa. The cost is $15. And please let us know if you're coming so they can make sure that there's going to be enough food there. There's a sign-up sheet in the fellowship hall. And the ICSC, the Interfaith Community Support Center, is struggling to meet the needs of our community, so please donate a little extra if you can. Cereal or anything else that you can donate. And our next Saturday movie will be April 12th at 11 a.m. It is the City of Ember, shown in Faith Theater 2. So please join us if you can. And we have a Palm Sunday bake sale, which is next Sunday. Please sign up to donate homemade goods, baked goods for the sale, and the proceeds will go to the general fund. Maybe I can get Lori to make her famous oatmeal scotchy cookies for that. They're awesome. Yeah. And the book club will meet Tuesday, April 15th in the Camellia Room at 10 a.m. to discuss The Frozen River. That's a book by Ariel Lahone. Please contact Deb to join in on the Zoom. And the Good Samaritan Fund. Please give money or state or script cards to the Good Samaritan Fund. The money is used to help those less fortunate with food. And then I also noticed on the back table there that we have order forms for Easter lilies. If you would like to purchase a white lily for the sanctuary for Easter Sunday and to have the information put in the bulletin, please fill out the form and put it in the offering plate or send it into the church office. Make sure that you label the donation as Easter lily. And the orders are due April 13th, and the cost of the lily will be $12. And the forms are back there in the Narthex where you picked up your bulletin. And I think that's all the announcements, unless there's something else. No? Anybody else? Okay. Please rise as you can and join me in the call to worship. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though with the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations.
The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress."
And please remain standing as you are able for hymn number 185, When Morning Gilds the Skies.
Walk and pray to Jesus. I repair. May Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day, when from the heart we say, may Jesus Christ be praised. The powers of darkness flee when this sweet chant they hear, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth around ring joyous with a sound, may Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven's eternal bliss, the lovely strain is this, may Jesus Christ be praised.
And now is the moment for the passing of the peace.
Speak with you too. I'm gonna go let David in. He's waiting. No, I'm gonna let David. Oh, I'm okay. That's okay. What happened? Lori may turn the microphone on a little bit. Thank you. Let's welcome our lovely worshipers on Zoom. So glad to see Helen as usual. Helen, so good to see you. You look younger today. Well, we are getting younger at our church. And Austin and Edna, they are still traveling. So good to see you. And June and Joyce, please continue to pray for Bill. Bill has caught in that complicated these medical policies, insurance policies. And April shared that his surgery is not going to happen in April, but maybe in May, and Bill's been suffering a lot. So please continue to hold Bill in your prayers, and also for April. She texted me while she was in Costco and said, I'm riding carts at Costco. I almost tempted to join her at Costco. And welcome Chris and Alicia and David.
It's time now for our sharing of the joys and concerns. Please raise your hand and Deb will give you the mic.
I just want to thank everybody for your prayers. It's been a long, hard couple months. Just about the time I think I'm okay, you know, something else happens. A couple weeks ago, we were in the desert and I kept getting a sharp pain in my side. And I thought, well, maybe I have pneumonia or pleurisy. And Ron took me to emergency at Eisenhower. They said, your lungs are clear, da-da-da-da-da. But something's wrong, and they did some tests, and I have a blood clot in my lung. So they have me on a blood thinner, 2 a.m, 2 p.m. They said total bed rest for at least a month. I'm on day 18, but today I wanted to be here at church to have communion and tell everybody, just thank you for your prayers.
She isn't a very good patient, though. Her idea of bed rest is a lot different than mine. This week, except for Friday, every day we have doctor's appointments, sometimes multiple. So we aren't getting down to the desert. That's okay, but that's where she really gets her good rest. You know, we're home here. I love her family and all that, but they come by, and pretty soon she's making food for everybody. She's, you know, she's the wonderful hostess, and I keep telling her, you're supposed to be resting. Oh, I can do that later. Da, 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 da. But you can't keep a good person down. Thank you all for your prayers.
I want to ask for prayers for Dale and Dina because they're on their way to Scotland flying through the air right now. I'm really jealous that they're going to be in Scotland until the 26th, so they're going to have a wonderful trip, but just keep them in prayer for good travels and good time.
I have a joy. Yesterday afternoon, I got to go to the Christian school where my grandkids go, two of them anyway. And Sarah, I talked to you about Sarah, because she went to the to Mexico to work on a mission trip. But last night they put on a performance, Wizard of Oz. And Sarah had 5 parts in it. She's 15. And she got to, she was up on the, they have cheers up on the stage, and she was the very top tour, dancing by herself, and she did such a great job. And, you know, kids, our kids and our grandkids are so important. And they just might as well belong to me, but they don't. I suppose that's probably a good thing. But anyway, it's just a wonderful thing, and I'm like my friend Pat back there, talk about our kids, and it's just a joy. It really truly is, and I thank God for them.
I am going to ask for prayers for my cousin. My mom was 1 of 10 kids. She was the youngest of 10. So there were cousins waiting practically for me when I came along. I have about 50 cousins. Now there probably are 15 left. And my most favorite of all is the same age as I am, which is old, but he's had a rough road the last few years. He had a stroke and a heart attack at the same time at a gas station in Henderson, Nevada, about 5 years ago. And from then on, he had aphasia, really significantly impaired his speech ability. And he was a talker. And so that made it especially difficult. But his wife is also a talker, so she filled in. Just the last couple months, things have begun to deteriorate even further. And on Friday, he passed. Mm. And I just can't imagine the world without him. So please pray for my cousin-in-law, Kathy Myers. They're in Arizona and will be returning to Minnesota in a couple of weeks with his ashes.
I just wanted to give you an update on Chris Smith. Please keep her in your prayers. She's still struggling with her throat surgery, has trouble talking and breathing. So keep her in your prayers. It'll be a long recovery, I think. Also pray, if you remember Dylan, her grandson, he's on his way to Oklahoma to Marine Tech School. And we just want to keep him. We watched him grow up, so keep him in your prayers.
My sister Marcia has had back problems for probably 25 years, and it's slowly got worse and worse. She had back surgery the beginning of last month, and I talked to her a few days ago, and she said, for the first time in at least 40 years, she was able to get up and dance. And it's such a blessing. She lives in a community now in Virginia where they basically provide everything you need, but she loves being active too. So I'm glad she's doing that.
This is Judy. I would like continued prayers for little Cannon, my grandson. He had the kidney surgery about 2 weeks ago, and they cut out a portion between his kidney and his bladder and sewed it back together, and he just sailed right through that, which was wonderful. But then I found out that they had put a stent in, and they're going to take it out in this coming week. So prayers for him while he goes through that.
Cannon.
Hey, this is Katie Bakel. I passed my test and I'm on high brown belt in karate class. Yeah.
Great job, Katie.
Good morning, I'm Pat Shores. I was lucky enough to get to go down on yesterday with Allison to see her granddaughters. And the little one, I can't even think of her name. Ran in Vienne. Vienne is just a little pistol. I mean, I was chasing her around the house as fast as I could, making sure I didn't catch her. And after five trips, I was so tired I had to sit down. And I think she could have gone on forever. But anyway, the kids are so cute, and it's such a joy to get to go see them.
Thanks. Anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute.
I would like to ask for prayers for some friends of ours. Their names are Pat and John. I understand that Pat has been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, so they're struggling with that right now, and just prayers for both Pat and John. Thank you. Mm. Now, if you would join me in the unison prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, We come before you in humble recognition of our flaws. We often strive with our own strength, only to find it insufficient for the burdens we bear. You are the fountain of unending vigor from which our weary souls are renewed. Not by our might, but by your spirit, we rise to face every challenge and prevail. Teach us, O Lord, to bow before you and exchange self-reliance for trust in your boundless power. For your name's sake, amen.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence. God, knows our heart. God knows where we are. God knows our need. We just need to open our whole self and give whatever concern we have unto the Lord. And this is a time we can do it. So let's continue. Lord Jesus, we have overcome many problems in our past, but we still see them before us. And whenever we see problems, we don't focus on them. We turn our eyes and look at your presence and look at the power that you have for us. When our hearts are discouraged by many challenges of life, we don't give up because we see you dealing with challenges together with us. When we see the rugged path before us, we don't turn away, but we go forth believing in your promise that you will walk through the difficulties ahead of us together with us. So, Lord, we acknowledge we have issues, we have problems over again, but we are not discouraged by the enormity of troubles. We rely upon you. We come to you in prayer. And as we share our cares, our sorrows, you do not leave us alone. You intervene, and you are involved in all the areas where we need your help. So, Lord, we lift up our cares and our concerns, our problems unto you, O Lord. Because we want to be free from the burdens of life. Once more, you answer our prayers without failing. We believe in that. And we know that you listen to our pleas and prayers. So here we are, lifting our prayers unto you, spoken and unspoken. And we believe in your presence, in your promise, the promise that you listen to our prayers when we ask in your name. We believe in the manifestation of your power in our lives once more. We have seen it, and we know that we will see it again. So, Lord, we believe in your grace, believe in your love, your kindness for us. And that's why we have come to
worship you. Our hearts are open for your Holy Spirit to come in and manifest your power and your presence once more. And we are ready to witness the power of your Holy Spirit again as we worship you this morning. So come unto us, O Lord. Come unto us and manifest your power and your presence among us, over us. So as we lift up our cares and our problems that we experience, we believe that you will answer our prayers. So, Lord, as believers in Christ, who believes in your reign over our lives, who believes that you are our Savior, our Sustainer, our Redeemer, you are our Sovereign God, that you have everything, every little thing under your control. So we yield to you and we accept your will that is most perfect and wonderful for our life's path. So recognizing your power and your presence, we now join our prayers together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is number 474, Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Our scripture reading today is from the book of John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Mary anoints Jesus. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The plot to kill Lazarus. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone. Feels like the weather is warming up, and we definitely welcome beautiful spring weather along with the beautiful Easter we are expecting. And I pray that we all will experience the presence of God speaking to us, touching our hearts and touching our lives as we worship together this morning. Three businessmen own shops in the same building. They kept friendly relations after knowing each other for decades, but not without rivalry and competition. Times were tough. Suffering from low sales activity, the owner of the shop at one end of the building wanted to recover and put up a sign above his front entrance that read, "Year-end clearance." The owner of the shop at the other end of the building experienced the same economic downturn. His shop needed to clear out items out of season, so he displayed a sign that reads, "Annual closeout." The owner of the middle store noticed those sales signs. After careful consideration, he hung a sign over his front door. It read, "Main Entrance." Imagine which of the three businesses had the high sales. There is no doubt that the middle shop attracted the largest number of customers, because that's the main entrance, potentially leading to the most successful sales. Not everyone achieved the same outcome after putting in the same amount of effort in businesses or projects. It is true of our spiritual life. We take many actions to grow and nurture our faith, but some actions empower us spiritually more than others. One of the best examples of this truth can be found in the stories of two sisters, Mary and Martha. Although they are sisters, they have distinct personalities and types of faith. Mary appeared to be rather quiet, while Martha was the go-getter type. Mary enjoyed sitting quietly next to Jesus and listening to him, while Martha was always busy serving. Both sisters loved Jesus. However, they expressed their faith in different ways. Believers can be grouped into one following Mary and another following Martha. We will reflect on the two sisters' distinct expressions of faith, which teach us where we should place our spiritual priorities. The three siblings, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, were friends and followers of Jesus. They lived in Bethany, where Jesus visited on multiple occasions. He stopped by Bethany a week before Passover, as the town is only about 2 miles from Jerusalem, located on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives. Immediately after today's visit, you can see that the scripture continues, gospel continues, that describing that Jesus entered Jerusalem at the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. His visit to Bethany a week before Good Friday was not coincidental. During this visit, Mary poured ointment on Jesus' feet in preparation for his burial. Let's begin with Martha and see what kind of person she was. Note that Martha was doing during Jesus' last visit to Bethany. She was serving dinner for Jesus and the guests. This was not the first time Martha had taken on this role. She had always been a server. Let me read from Luke 10, which describes another occasion of Jesus' visit with the two sisters, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, he entered the village. A woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was disturbed with much serving, and she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." This Luke's passage is more explicit about Martha's serving. In fact, Martha became very tired from serving and desired Mary's help. And note what Mary was doing here. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him. Isn't this similar to what Mary did during Jesus' last visit to Bethany? In terms of body language, Martha was busy moving around while Mary sat quietly at Jesus' feet. We can observe similar reactions when Jesus visited them after their brother Lazarus died. When news of Jesus' arrival reached the sisters, Martha went out of the house to meet Jesus while Mary sat in the house. Only after Martha informed Mary that Jesus was looking for her did Mary go out. When Mary saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you have been in here, my brother would not have died." As expected, Martha was more talkative than Mary during this particular visit. What differences can we observe between those two sisters? Martha was always more active and outspoken than Mary, while Mary was passive and stationary. Mary was at Jesus' feet on all three occasions and took fewer actions than Martha. Martha deserved more credit than Mary because in terms of physical exertion, Martha, as an energetic and service-oriented believer, consumed far more calories than Mary. However, Jesus praised Mary and her choice, stating, "Mary has chosen the good portion." Regarding Mary's anointing, Jesus declared in Matthew 26, "Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed throughout the world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." What was the reason behind Jesus' praise of Mary? Martha undoubtedly loved Jesus and did her best to serve meals to him and the guests. But notice the contrast between Martha and Mary. During serving, Martha distanced herself from the one who provided spiritual empowerment. On the other hand, by sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his teaching, Mary connected herself intimately with Jesus for spiritual nurture. Jesus praised Mary because she placed getting spiritual nurture as her spiritual priority. Now, we can easily relate to Martha, who loves to take action. We want to be out there serving people and keeping ourselves busy with many tasks. Having quiet time to converse with God may not seem as appealing as helping others. But be aware, it was not only Martha's position, but also Judas Iscariot, who argued that the expensive ointment could have been sold to aid the poor. What should our priority be? Serving people or focusing on spiritual nurture? This is a profound theological question that shapes faith and mission. Depending on where we place our priorities, our acts of faith can vary. Yet, let us remember that Mary is the role model for believers whom Jesus praised. Isn't that wonderful? We have three Marys sitting and worshiping with us today, all three of them. Believers like Martha would dismiss Mary as if Mary had taken an easy way out. "Look, Lord, Mary is idle and does not care about how busy I am." Martha's complaint revealed that being occupied with endless work had led her to burn out. She felt left out, became less motivated, and lost the joy of serving. Only a sense of duty remained in her heart. Martha forgot the fundamental vision for her service and prioritized her own agenda instead of Jesus's in the end. John Ortberg, a pastor of the Willow Creek Church in Chicago, wrote the following article on the ruthlessly eliminate hurry on leadershipjournal.net. Not long after moving to the Chicago area to serve as teaching pastor of Willow Creek Community Church, John Ortberg called a friend to ask for spiritual direction. "I describe the pace of life in my current ministry," Ortberg writes, "The church where I serve tend to move at a fast clip. I also told him about our rhythms of family life. We are in the van driving, soccer league, piano lesson, school orientation night. I told him about the present condition of my heart as best as I could discern it. What did I need to do, I asked him, to be spiritually healthy? After a long pause, the friend said, you must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. Okay, I've written that one down, I told him, a little impatiently. That's a good one. Now, what else is there? Ortberg had many things to do, and this was a long-distance goal, so he was anxious to cram as many units of spiritual wisdom into the least amount of time possible. There was another long pause. There is nothing else, the friend said. You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. Ortberg eventually got it. I have concluded that my life and the well-being of the people I serve depends on following his prescription. For hurry is the greatest enemy of spiritual life in our day. Remember that. Hurry is the greatest enemy of spiritual life in our day. He said, hurry destroys souls. Life never slows down. In the busyness of life, we often do not find time for spiritual growth and nourishment. However, let us be mindful of the spiritual routine that Mary maintained. She always sat at the feet of Jesus. She was right at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. She was at the feet of Jesus, pouring ointment and wiping at his feet and wiping with her hair. She fell at his feet when Jesus came to visit them after Lazarus died. She was always at the feet of Jesus. Mary's act of sitting at the feet of Jesus was her spiritual exercise, walking in the garden of the heart. Jesus desires us to be like Mary and walk in the garden of the heart, contemplating his love and his plan for us, expressing our love for him, discussing our life path and wishes. As Jesus prays honestly in the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweated profusely that his sweat turned to blood. Our walk in the garden of the heart may not be as laborious as Jesus' prayer, but it requires significant spiritual efforts. Let us walk in the garden of the heart and sit at the feet of Jesus as often as we can. Our spiritual routine will help us develop the spiritual strength to bolster our faith, enabling us to face any challenges that life presents. Amen. Let us now prepare ourselves to come before the table of God's mercy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. We have gathered to participate in breaking the bread that symbolizes broken body of Christ. The body of Christ was shattered and broken for the forgiveness of our sins. As we drink from the cup, let us remember that on that cross, Jesus shed his blood to the very last drop for the forgiveness of our sins. So now with the thanksgiving, let us take the body and drink from the cup.
Let us pray.
Help us, O Lord, that we may behold your cross, that we may be ever mindful of your great sacrifice, of your great love for us. We may feel unworthy to receive that great love, but, O Lord, you are the one who did this on our behalf. All we have to do is to open our hearts and receive it and give you thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful reminder of your great love. In Jesus' name, amen.
It is now time for the presentation of our tithes and offerings. You can leave your gift in the play it as you leave the church or send it into the office, and we thank you for your contribution.
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gift. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lift. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Lord Jesus, with this offering, we recognize that you are the source of all the blessings we enjoy in our life. With this offering, we recognize the great love shown on that rugged cross in Calvary. This offering is our thanksgiving, is also our commitment to love you, love your people, and your church. We ask you to receive this offering, O Lord, and bless it that it may be used for your ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our closing hymn is number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul to God with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. For the pure delight of the single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our life's main goal is to draw near to you day by day. Help us to accomplish this with your Holy Spirit. For in your presence, O Lord, we find what we need in life. In your presence, we find peace. We need your presence every moment of our life, and we want to commit ourselves to come closer to you each moment of our life. So bless us, O Lord, as we commit ourselves to do it. And we ask you to send us back into the world. Always be mindful that you are always there, and there is a refuge that we can always escape to and find peace. So, Lord, send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Lord, he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there watching from above. Go now in peace and faith and